This capsule summary is called 10 Horns Coming into View. Several theories have tried to explain which nation represent the 10 horns featured on the head of history's final beast empire, portrayed in Daniel 7 and Revelations 13 and 17. And there is some confusion about the matter, much of which is due to a mistranslation in older Bible versions. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Revelation 17, 16. The above translation has added the word on and left out the word and this makes it sound as if the 10 horns are the ones doing the monumental job of destroying the great harlot. A more accurate translation, the beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the harlot, etc. A translation that is found in most of the newer modern versions. This more clearly shows that it is the beast who destroys the great harlot, with the help of his 10 horns, of course. According to the symbolism, these 10 nations do not have any significant power of their own. Horns just do what their head wants them to do. The head, in this case, is the Antichrist. In Daniel 7, he is also portrayed as another horn, a little one, but a horn that had eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. The 10 horns, however, do not possess these characteristics, meaning they have nothing close to the same kind of power and influence. They are appendages and do not act independently of their beast, the little horn, who directs them and uses them to fight against other predators and enemies. And yet, paradoxically, they do receive authority as kings for 1 hour, together with the beast. So what could all this mean? At this stage, it would help to pinpoint who is the beast. That is easy. Ezekiel 38 and 39 predicts that at the end of the age, the northern power of Russia will invade the Middle East, especially the nation of Israel. As far as God is concerned, all the empires of human history are beast-like. But Russia, like the other beasts mentioned in Daniel 7 and 8 and in Revelation 13, will have that unique qualification of a biblical beast, namely control over and occupation of the nation of Israel. And you can see posts on Ezekiel 38 and 39 for more information about Russia. Since the ten-horned beast likely originates in the Russian nation, according to Ezekiel 38 to 39, then it would seem natural that those 10 horns should have a close connection with Russia. Horns are supposed to be attached to the beast they are a part of. This close relationship is also suggested in Daniel 7, verse 8 and verse 20. There came up among them another horn, the Antichrist from Russia, that seemed greater than its companions. So who then might these horns be? The satellite nations on Russia's border would appear to be the most likely candidates as the fulfillment of the ten horns symbolism. At this point, we might wonder about the portrayal in Daniel chapter 7, which seems to indicate that those ten horns should come out of nations that once belonged to the Roman Empire. To understand why the horns do not have to be connected to ancient Rome would involve a lengthy explanation. And you can check out the appendix number one in the original post about the ten horns coming into view. It's a bit much for this capsule summary though. These satellite nations are already partnered with Russia in the Commonwealth of Independent States organization. In the 1990s, there were 11 nations in this group, Russia plus the 10 states of Belarus, Moldova, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. Turkmenistan, because of its economic independence, was able to maintain associate status rather than become a full member. Since the 1990s, Ukraine and Georgia have dropped out due to the prospects of joining the European Union and or NATO. And there's a map that shows clearly who these states are around Russia. Interestingly, there is a prophetic passage about the ten horns with the peculiar detail mentioned three times that the, quote, the beast shall put down three kings. They would be plucked up by the roots. That's in Daniel chapter 7, verses 8 and 20 and 24. It is easy to foresee this could become the eventual fate of Ukraine and Georgia, and any other state, Moldova perhaps, drifting too far into the American anti-Russia camp. But then we may wonder, what about some other nations with whom Russia is allied, such as some Middle Eastern ones or China? Perhaps, but those nations are more distant and independent from Russia. It would be difficult to see how they might get plucked up by the roots. However, the CIS, the Commonwealth of Independent State Nations, are right there in Russia's backyard and somewhat dependent on her economically and in other ways. So they are obliged, in spite of having their independence, to follow in Russia's footsteps. And if they don't, then, like some Latin American nations who've tried to deviate from American interests, they are likely to get plucked up by the roots. And the fact that they have formed the Commonwealth of Independent States shows that these nations have made one step, at least, towards handing their power and authority to the beast, as mentioned in Revelations chapter 17, verses 13 and 17. Power and authority means their resources and power of government. Those nations will allow themselves to be taken over completely, in other words. Again, it would be difficult to see how this might happen with any nations outside of Russia's backyard. Although they will join the beast, the Russian Federation, it seems they will be allowed to retain the outward symbols of sovereignty. This we might assume from Revelations 13, verse 1. I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns. Other than that, however, they will be assimilated into the Russian Federation. Then there is this unusual statement that the 10 horns have not yet received royal power, but they are to receive authority as kings for 1 hour together with the beast. This fits nicely with the situation of the Commonwealth of Independent State Nations. Having been swallowed up in the old Soviet Union during the 20th century, they have emerged out of subjugated status only now in very recent history. During perestroika in the early 1990s, Russia, through the influence of its leader Mikhail Gorbachev, allowed them to choose independence, yet they remained in mutual association with Russia through the Commonwealth of Independent States, just as the scripture states. They are to receive authority as kings, together with the beast. That's verse 12 in chapter 17. The restructuring perestroika of the Soviet Union in the early 1990s and the sudden appearance of its former republics as independent nations was a unique event in recent world history. and it is one that seems to fulfill precisely the situation that Revelation 17 describes. As for the other former communist nations in Eastern Europe, along with former Soviet republics of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, they have broken away completely now and have joined the European Union and NATO. They are no longer together with the beast in the way that the Commonwealth of Independent States nations are, who also gained their independence during the perestroika era. So, could it be that this peculiar and outstanding event in history, this bestowing of independence on the Russian republics, was predicted long ago in this ancient passage of Scripture? And another peculiar aspect about this event, the ten horns receive authority as kings together with the beast. In other words, without the beast, these nations would not have gained independence. Normally, nations fight for independence and gain it in spite of their overruler, not because of the more powerful nation. Perhaps because of this more friendly relationship, as the word suggests, when conflict with the great harlot gets to the boiling point, and because of their mutual hatred for her, they willingly reattach themselves to the beast, unlike the forced cooperation in the days of the Soviet Union. To summarize, these satellite nations around Russia were totally subjugated in the Soviet Union, have not yet received royal power. Then at last, in the 1990s, they receive authority as kings, their independence, but it is together with the beast. This independence was given to them by Russia, and they maintain close ties with her through their membership in the Commonwealth of Independent States. It all fits rather well, the description given in Revelation 17. In essence, the symbolism of beast and ten horns appears to be the Lord's way of identifying who the final beast is, the resurrected version of the old Soviet Union, now known as the Russian Federation. And Revelation 17, verses 16 to 17, states, "And the ten horns and the beast will hate the prostitute. God has put it in their hearts to carry out his purpose by being of one mind and handing over their royal power to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled." Of course, part of the prophecy hasn't been fulfilled yet. These are of one mind and they hand over their power and authority to the beast. But it is not hard to foresee that these unstable, formerly communist nations might rejoin Russia, hand over their power and authority to the beast. Another aspect not fulfilled, their independence will be short-lived. Receive authority as kings for 1 hour. So if this passage of Scripture in Revelation 17 is talking about these former Soviet states, then the time for their reintegration with Russia, when they hand over their authority, can't be very far away, it would appear. Here are some helpful practical details to consider. If the smaller Commonwealth of Independent States nations were to rejoin Russia, they would add 27% to her land area. This may not seem like much, but considering that much of Russia is barren wasteland, that 27% increases somewhat. Plus, they will add a whopping 91% to her population. That's a lot of manpower and other resources that Russia can use. Those figures were based on 1996 stats. The figures for Turkmenistan were not included, since at present she is not a permanent member of the Commonwealth of Independent States. It is being assumed here, for now, that the original 10 permanent members, Belarus, Moldova, Ukraine, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Kyrgyzstan, will be recognized as the 10 horns of the ancient biblical prophecies. This includes Ukraine and Georgia, who have dropped out for now, but may be forced to rejoin in the future. This is only an assumption, of course. As history moves forward, then we will learn more precisely how this upcoming power arrangement will manifest. Some other points to consider. Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan have valuable reserves of oil and natural gas. Also, they occupy strategic locations along the borders of Russia, leading into the Mideast. Other Commonwealth of Independent States nations have nuclear energy resources, navies and armies, seaports, oil and other resources that Russia vitally needs. Russia is already climbing out of the second-class nation category and returning to her former superpower status, but she has not yet reclaimed those satellite nations that serve as a protective buffer zone, the way horns do, around her extensive and vulnerable borderland territory, as they used to do in the days of the old Soviet Union. Reunification with the Commonwealth of Independent States nations, as they give their kingdom to the beast, will empower Russia to again challenge the great harlot, as in the days of the Cold War, and even defeat her militarily, as pictured in verse 17 of chapter 17. Learn more on this subject in the Fall of the Great Harlot series. Even now, the Commonwealth of Independent States are serving as a sort of testing ground where a big showdown is taking place between U.S. and Russian interests. These small Commonwealth of Independent State republics are quite vulnerable. But if they perceive Russia as a more reliable friend and support, then that may embolden them to resist the great harlot by returning to the Russian fold. All in all, we can see here another developing sign of the times that human history is heading into that climactic era known as the end of the age.